To God be the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in our midst. We thank God for the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the Messiah of the world. We thank God for salvation, the greatest gift ever given to mankind. We thank God, hallelujah, to yet enjoy one another God's days. And we thank God, as an old friend and acquaintance of ours, Reggie Brown, says, it is a good day to be alive. So we thank God, amen, as we rejoice over what God is doing in our lives. We thank God that he is sovereign, he is perfect, he is worthy to be praised. That's why we worship him. That's why we glorify his name. That's why he has created us to worship him. So we are here to honor God. If it had not been for the Lord, I got a witness on the line tonight. If it had not been for the Lord who's been on your side, where would you be? I know where I would be, and it's someplace that I don't want to be. So I thank God for Jesus. His word said, never will he leave us. Never will he forsake us. Lo, he'll always be with us. So wherever you're walking through, or wherever you're walking in, or whatever you're walking on in this moment in your lives, God is with you. So we thank God for his companionship, and we thank God for him being an advocate for us as we go through this thing called life. Pastor Anthony Simmons here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We thank God for every caller tonight. We thank God for the presence of the living God being on this line. We missed you guys last week, but we were so honored to be at our daughter's honorary service, and we are so proud of our youngest daughter, Kayla Joy Simmons, and we thank God for her. We love her dearly. But we are here to pray tonight, and we are going to read a scripture coming from the prophet Isaiah, the 54th chapter. I'm going to highlight a few verses from this, and we are going to go into our prayer time. We thank God for prayer. Hallelujah. We know that it's powerful and effective, and we know that Jesus said men ought always to pray, and we ought to pray without ceasing. The Bible says, hallelujah, if my people who are called by my name, God said, would humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from evil, wicked, sinful ways, he will hear from heaven, and then he will heal their land. And as we look at the news, as we look at our internet, as we look at and read our newspapers, we know that a lot of healing needs to take forth in our land. So we thank God for prayer. I know it has worked for my life. I have seen it work in our children's life. I know it has worked on my wife and our congregation lives. And I know I got a testimony out there, power of prayer. So we're going to pray for one another. But Isaiah 54 says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation, spare not. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, the Bible says, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of your youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of the widowhood anymore. Verse 13 says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall you be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Verse 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So as we pray tonight, I believe the scripture. The next chapter says his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And it makes no sense, verse number one, the children of the desolate, the children of the barren, the children of the woman that cannot have a child shall be more than the one who has a husband. So I declare, decree, and declare over every life, whatever is empty, whatever is barren, whatever is void, God has the ability and will do what his word says and fulfill every promise that he has made for you. We must walk by faith and not by sight. If it's empty today, God can fill up tomorrow. If it's void tonight, God can make room tomorrow. Yeah. If you are lacking today, God can give you more than enough on tomorrow. That's why we walk by faith. And I thank God as he says, enlarge your tent, stretch forth your curtains. Increase is coming to you. Increase in growth is coming to me. I believe the Bible on tonight. I'm not trying to go by what I see. God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom, and everything will be added unto you. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together to the overflow. The Bible says he wishes above all things that you and I prosper. Yeah. Yeah. So God has good in mind for you. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you and I. But Pastor, as I look at my life today, I know God knows mathematics better than I do. And it looked like he's subtracting some things. It looked like some things are being taken away. It looked like God is putting a minus sign. And sometimes his ways are higher than our ways. Because I'm learning and I believe that God has a will for your life, that God has a purpose for your life. And Romans 8 says all things are going to work together for your good. The disciples told Jesus, I feel God, Pastor. They said, we gave up houses for you. We gave up careers. We gave up vocations. We gave up comforts. And Jesus said, you're going to get restored, not just in this life, but in the life to come. So whatever you have given up for the kingdom, whatever you think is lost for the kingdom, God is going to restore. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. So I thank God, as he says, we won't be ashamed.
Yeah.
We won't be embarrassed. We won't be humiliated. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. It may look for a season like things are not going right, but watch your blessings and look for what the obvious is, that we are a blessed people. He woke you up this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. He started you on your way. He put you in your right mind. In spite of all that you've been through and walking through, the joy of the Lord is still your strength. Oh, hallelujah. We choose to praise God. We made up our minds to come on this prayer line and pray because we know that God is able. That's why in verse 4, he says, fear not. Fear not, for great shall be the peace of your children. They shall be taught of the Lord. I told our church on Sunday a message that I preached. Who's in charge was the title of the message. Who's in charge? And if God is in charge of our lives, if God is flying the airplane of our lives, if God in the driver's seat of our lives, we are the passengers. Is God helming and steering the ship of our lives? If God is the pilot and we're just the co-pilot, we got to have that nevertheless. Oh, hallelujah. We got to say nevertheless. I know it don't feel good. Some of us didn't ask for what we're walking through. Some of us don't deserve what we're walking through. Some of us don't need this in the season of our lives. Some of us didn't ask for it and we don't want it. But God, if he allowed it, you can handle it, beloved. If he allowed it, there's a purpose for it. If God gave it permission, there is a reason beyond our understanding. And after this, there will be glory. I heard that somewhere. Oh, I heard it from my wife. She preached that on Sunday. After this, there will be glory. So are we going to pray tonight? Whatever you're going through after this, there will be glory. That's why he wrapped up the whole chapter. No weapon or no words formed against you will be able to prosper. I said no weapon or no words created, developed, manufactured against you will be able to prevail. So, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. And we count it all joy tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to shake ourselves free. Help us to loose ourselves from the bondage of the enemy. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you so you can keep us in perfect peace. Help us to put the devil up under our feet where he belongs. Help us to take authority over the enemy and bind up every spirit that's not of you. Because you said you have given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now, we take authority over principalities. We take authority over every demon on assignment. We take authority over rulers in high places. We take authority over supernatural spiritual beings, Lord, that's trying to harass our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we count down and we cast down every wicked spirit of imagination. In the name of Jesus, God, you said we have the ability to take every thought captive and make it obedient to that of Christ. So right now, the spirit of fear, it is a spirit, the spirit of fear, the spirit of worry, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of uneasiness, that spirit of being anxious, we cast it down right now in the name of Jesus, because the verse and the chapter before Isaiah 54 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was put upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed. He already healed arthritis. He already healed chronic diseases. If you're on this prayer line and there's sickness and infirmity in your body, if pain is in your joints and your muscles and your nerves, I dare you to believe God right now and lift your hands and receive your healing in the name of Jesus. If it's pain in your back, if it's pain in your nerves, if you have migraine headaches, if you have uncontrolled blood disorders, if you have sickness in your body, I decree through the word of God, healing is in your house. Healing is in your body. Healing is upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I said no weapon. Oh, I feel this thing. I said formed against you, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. We'll be able to prosper. So the weapon of sickness, the weapon of infirmity, the weapon of affliction that's trying to torment your body, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That they will be healed according to your word, which happened over 2,000 years ago. We were already healed according to the scripture. We are already delivered according to the scripture. We are already set free according to the scripture. So right now, Lord, help us to stand on the word, doing all we can do to stand. Right now, Lord, help us to believe the prophetic word over our lives on tonight, that our ladder shall be greater, that next week going to be better than this week, that next year is going to be better than this year. We're going to stand on your word. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray according to your word, because you said heaven and earth will pass away. But you said in the scripture, your word will remain forever. You sent your word that we might be healed, and you saved us from our destruction. So we believe on the word of Almighty God. When the devil tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. When the devil offered Jesus everything he owned in the first place, he said, oh, glory be to God. He said, don't even tempt God. You and I can't play with God. You and I cannot manipulate God. You and I should not try to coerce God. So we're going to learn from Jesus on tonight. And we're going to put the tempter up under our feet. We're going to put the accuser up under our feet in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that the liar, the devil, Lucifer, Satan, that try to speak to our mind with evil thoughts, that try to speak to our minds with thoughts that are not from God, the devil that try to play with our minds so we can't sleep at night and we can't rest. Me and my wife been on that scripture all year long, and now I see why. I see why. He said, rest in Hebrews chapter 4. He said, mix the word with faith in Hebrews chapter 4. He said, don't be like those where the word did not profit them in Hebrews chapter 4. He said, don't operate in unbelief. Do you need belief tonight? That's why we're praying. Lord, every person under the sound of my voice, increase their belief in you. Every person under the sound of my voice, give them a greater anointing to believe your word. Every person under the sound of my voice, give them the ability to believe in spite of what they see, in spite of what they feel, in spite of what they sense, in spite of what they hear, in spite of what they're going through. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The devil lying to you that you're not going to prosper. You will be wealthy because Jesus, the Bible said in Deuteronomy 8, I've given you the ability to get wealth. So in due season, you're going to reap a harvest. I'm speaking prophetically. You're going to reap a harvest if you faint not. We read a book a long time ago, a setback is a setup for a comeback. I said a setback is a setup for a comeback. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. We had that little balloon pastor that had the sand and the water at the bottom, and we got it on Christmas Day, and we knocked it around, and it would stand back up. We karate kicked it, and it would stand back up. We tried to hold it down and wrestle it down to the ground, and we held it down, and we tapped it out to three, and when we got off of it, it stood back up. Oh, y'all better talk back to me tonight. You may be knocked down for a season, but you're going to get back up. The devil sucker punch you for a season, but you will recover. The enemy got the best of you for a season, but there will be glory after this. You will be better, as Marvin said. You're going to be wiser. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be better. And you're going to be more anointed after you come through this. So, God, we're going to believe you tonight like Job. You know the way that we take. And after this, as we wait for our change to come, we will come forth as pure gold. We will come forth as pure gold. At the end of Job's life, he had double for his trouble. At the end of Job's life, God restored it all. So, Lord, I thank you for every caller. I thank you for every listener. As my wife comes and pray, as we open up the prayer lines moment in the praise report lines momentarily, we say, nevertheless, let thy will be done. You are in charge. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, there's none like you, and we just magnify your name on today. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on today. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, God. We lift your name on high. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you for being our bright and morning star. Thank you for opening our eyes every single day. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you, Lord, for provision. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For healing. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing on bodies. Thank you, Jesus, for the ability to see the. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to walk and use our arms and use our limbs. Lord, thank you that we are able to clothe ourselves this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for food to eat on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the roof over our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To our children. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To our spouses, oh God. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our families, oh God. Thank you for our right mind, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, God. We thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for the blessing of life. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, God. We thank you for dying for our sins, God, so that we can have life and have that life eternally. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That as the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that you have come so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. Lord, we love you. We could praise you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, oh God. Lord, we praise you in the morning, and we praise you in the night, and we praise you in the daytime, and we praise you,
yes,
as we lay on our beds, and we praise you, oh God, as we go to do our jobs, and we praise you, oh God, in the throughout the day, oh God, because you alone are worthy of our praise. We worship you. We bow down before you. We trust you, oh God.
Jesus.
We trust you for our lives, oh God. No matter what we're going through, we trust you. We trust you. We put our trust in you. We put our faith in you, God. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, oh God. Some trust in horses and some trust in faith. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, oh God. But we put our trust in you, oh Lord. We know that you will send help from the sanctuary, God, when we need help. We know, Lord, that you will dispatch angels, oh God, on our behalf. We know, God, hallelujah, that you are interceding. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus is interceding on our behalf. We know that the Holy Ghost is interceding. The Holy Spirit is interceding, even in prayers, according to your word for each and every one of us.
Yes.
So, Lord, bless each person under the sound of my voice. I feel God so mightily. God is with you. God wants you to know that he's with you. God wants you to know that he loves you. God wants you to know, like Pastor Anthony said, that your barren season is over. Your barren season is over. God wants you to know, hallelujah, that he still has a great plan for your life. God wants you to know that he has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. God wants that you don't have to be afraid. That's why he had Pastor Anthony bind up the spirit of fear off of you. You will no longer have in bondage by fear in the name of Jesus. Continue to walk in faith.
Yes.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. But God says he is a rewarder of faith. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord, my brother. Rest in the Lord, my sister. In God, you can't do this on your own. Hallelujah. But God can do all things. Some things are impossible for you, but nothing is impossible with God. Trust in the Lord. Rest in that trust. Rest in your belief that God is moving on your behalf. Rest in your belief that God has better. God has better in store for you. Rest in the fact that God has better in store for you. And that this battle, yes, Pastor, this battle that you're fighting is not yours, but it is the Lord. So trust in God. Relax. Relax. God says, let the peace surpass all understanding. Let the peace of the Lord Come and envelop your mind. Come and encompass your very being. Come and just overwhelm everything that you are. Let it all be laid on the altar. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Lay it on the altar. God will take care of you. God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But Lord, I am always with you. So, Lord, thank you for each and every person on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for meeting their every need. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of their families. Thank you, Lord, for providing, Father God, jobs. Thank you, Lord, for providing healing. Thank you, Lord, for letting them even be closer to you, for letting them be closer to you, for, Lord, pull them closer in the spiritual realm and let them know you in the fullness of your love, in the fullness of your power, in the fullness of your essence, the very essence of who you are, God. Let them know you, oh God, not only in the fellowship of your suffering, oh God, but in the, Father God, the fellowship of your power, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them share in your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let them share in your peace, oh Lord. Let them share, oh God, hallelujah, in your love. Let them share in your love. So touch every person under the sound of my voice.
Every life.
Touch.
Every family.
Touch, God, every family. Touch every household, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those who are hurting tonight. Touch those overseas. We pray for Israel tonight, God. We pray for every country, Father God, that still needs to hear the gospel. We pray for every persecuted Christian, oh God. We pray for those who don't yet believe, God. We pray for them to come into the church. We pray for them to have faith. We pray for them to be delivered and saved and snatched from the pit fires of hell in the name of Jesus. Lord, so thank you for saving souls. Thank you, Lord, for providing for the poor. We pray for the poor tonight, God, that you would provide for the poor. Thank you for providing, Father God, for those who have a desire to give to the poor. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Bless those who are brokenhearted tonight. Bless those who are hurting. Bless those who are struggling. Give jobs to those who are seeking employment, God. In the name of Jesus, cover the children, God. Cover our children. Snatch them up out of sin. Snatch them out of destruction. Snatch them out of all kinds of wickedness and all kinds of wrong living. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us. Help each and every one of us to walk according to your word. Help us to walk circumspectly. Help us, God, to reflect your glory in the earth realm. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, to be vessels of your glory. Help us to be living epistles, God, that people who don't even read the Bible can look on our lives and see Jesus. Help us, oh God, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, God. And Lord, we just cry out to you, and we thank you in advance, oh God, for answered prayer. Bless America. Bless the United States of America. Bless the countries near and far. Bless, oh God. Remove the curse. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And bless the Creation Christian Ministry. Lord, we pray for increase, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will send in the sons and daughters from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, send those, Father God, the laborers. We're praying for the laborers, not those who are coming to support. But God, we're praying for those, Father God, who know that this is their church and that they are laborers and they're called to come and sow. They're called to come and labor. They're called to come and work. They're called to come and pray. And they're called to come and go forth and be laborers of the harvest as they go forth and gather the souls to bring them back to the church so that they can be, so that these souls can be disciples. Lord, help us to have a greater understanding of what your church is and what your church is for and how you have called this corporate church building to edify the church body. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we bless you that you're coming back for a church with our spot or wrinkles. So let us continue to gather in the church as we gather together, oh God, to bring glory and praise to your holy name. Increase New Creation Christian Ministries, God, the church, the building, the church that meets in the building, God. Increase the church that meets in the building, God. Bring in the faithful sons and daughters. Bring in the faithful people that you have assigned to this ministry. Thank you for those, oh, glory. Thank you for those who are there, oh, glory. Lord, thank you for the Tyler family. Thank you for the Davis family. Thank you for the Johnson family. Thank you for the Stingley family. Thank you for the Leake family. Thank you for the Thomas family. Thank you for the Simmons family. Thank you, Father God, for every family that you have already sent, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah, each and every family, God, that you have set, the Green family, oh God, every family, one by one, name by name, that you have set, oh God, to be a part of that ministry, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will bless these families. They have been faithful, hallelujah, they have been faithful, they have sown, they have tithed, they have labored, they have prayed, they have put over this need, they have supported. They have loved their pastors. Lord, bless every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Add increase to their homes. Bless their children. Bless every member of this prayer line. Bless Sister Maria, Brother Jamal. Bless Sister Miriam. Bless, oh God, every family. Bless the Thomas family. Bless Sister Rita, oh God, hallelujah, in South Carolina, Virginia. Bless every family, God, that's connected, even by way of this prayer line, God. Those who come on a weekly basis, God, continue to bless Sister Carmen for being an evangelist, a prayer. Bless, oh God, and continue, Father God, to bless those who have visited and those who continue to come. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name we pray, even as we open up the prayer lines, continue to let your glory be made manifest, oh, glory, on this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
We magnify
yes,
God on this prayer line tonight, and we thank God for the power of prayer as we are going to open up the prayer line. If you have a praise report, a prayer request, we know that there's power in agreement. Hallelujah. And we want to touch and agree with you on tonight. We already see that caller, but if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air and pray with you, pray for you, hear that praise report. We know that God is going to do great and wonderful things. The Bible says we have not because we ask not.
Yes.
And we're not bashful, we're not shy, we are bold. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace and retain mercy and retain favor in your time of need. So we are going to open up these phone lines.
Yes.
Press 1 on your phone.
Yes.
And we will put you on the air in the mighty name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We're taking our first caller on tonight, and that is coming from the area code of 678. God bless you tonight.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace,
yes,
in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for directing my steps. Thank you, Jesus, for being there. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me new beginnings, placing me in another place, starting from the beginning, freshly new, for answering my prayers, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All praise and glory are for you, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for letting me know that no weapons formed against me will and shall prosper, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a liar. The devil's a liar. Yes. He will not knock me down, for I am Jesus' daughter, and he will guide me and protect me all through the way. Thank you, Lord, for taking me to it, and I know that you're going to help me go through it, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon my life, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And bless everyone in this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, so much. Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, you guys have been strength to me too. This power line has been so powerful, and people are reaching out to me and giving me encouraging words. And I thank God for those people. They know who they are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, pastors. Thank you for this line that has made such a big difference to me in my life. God is getting ready to turn my situation around. And I give him all the praise and all the glory. He will never let you down. And I know he will never let me down. Just have faith and trust in him, because the best is yet to come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you both. And
amen.
That's all I want to say.
To God
you,
be the glory. We echo those words, and we thank God for your confession of faith on tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
The Hebrew writer said, keep your profession.
Yes, Lord. Thank
your profession.
Yes.
He said, cast
yes,
not
Lord.
Away
thank
your
you.
Confidence.
Yes,
so I thank God that you're fighting
yes,
this fight
Lord.
Of faith
yes.
like our Apostle Paul, our brother in Christ. You're fighting a good fight of faith, and
yes,
no weapon,
Lord.
You're right, I agree. No weapon formed against you can and will prosper.
Yeah.
So we
yes,
thank God
Lord.
For your words on tonight. And that song, everyone heard you singing about God's grace, his grace,
yes,
his
Lord.
Grace.
Yes.
We need his grace. We need his
yes,
mercy.
Lord,
he said, my grace is sufficient.
Yes.
And that was a beautiful song,
yes,
reminding us
Jesus.
Of the grace
thank
of Almighty
you,
God. How in this hour, how much do we need his grace?
Yes,
so I
Lord,
thank you for that
you,
song
Jesus.
That reminded us of the grace of God.
Father, yes,
continue
Lord.
To bless
Hallelujah.
Sister Maria. I thank you that she see your grace at work. You've already,
yes,
already made provision. You've already made room. You've already
yes,
made,
Jesus.
Father God, a way out of no way.
Yes,
you said
Lord.
In your word you won't put more on her than what she can bear.
Yes,
but
Jesus,
with the weight
Lord,
and with the burden, you will make a way
Hallelujah.
Of it. So I thank you, Lord, that she can handle
thank
whatever
you,
the load
Jesus.
Is, that she can
yes,
handle
Lord,
the weight. And I thank you that she still got a song in her heart
yes.
and a worship
yes,
in her mouth for
thank
her God.
You,
and I thank you
Hallelujah.
For the praise that's in her spirit on
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
In the,
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of
so
Jesus.
So let peace continue to be in her house.
Yes.
Let
thank
protection
you, Lord.
And prosperity
yes.
continue
yes.
to be her portion.
Yes.
And continue to send, as she said, she has people in this season in her life encouraging
yes.
her.
Yes,
so
Jesus.
Continue to surround her with her cousin, Sister Carmen, and those that love her. As she said, encouraging her and exhorting her to good works.
Yes, Lord.
So I
thank
you for the people that you knew from the foundations of the world
yes.
that would be in her life in this season. So continue
yes, Lord,
to surround her,
you.
Surround her life with
Hallelujah.
The people that you have sanctioned in this season. In Jesus'
thank
name,
you.
Amen.
Amen.
So we thank
amen.
God for you tonight.
Yes,
I thank God for you too.
Yes, amen. We're praising God with you, and we thank God for you and
thank
always
you.
Bringing us a song and blessing our
oh.
souls. So continue to praise
thank
God
you,
yes. and know that he inhabits your praise. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You both. God bless everyone on this prayer line.
Blessing. We're going to get to every caller tonight.
Amen.
Just be patient with us. We're going to get to every caller tonight
yes.
in the name of Jesus. But right now, we're going to area code 404. You're on the air, and we thank God for you.
Hello, I just want to give praise and honor to God. This is Jesse in Atlanta, and I just want to let you know that I stand as a true testimony of God's prayer and your united prayers. Just a year ago, this team of angels, you guys prayed and enabled me to secure a good paying job, and I just want to be a living testimony of God's prayers, his presence, and know that he can do, you just have to give it to God. So once again, I just want to thank each and every one of you, especially Sister Carmen.
Well, we thank God for you, and we do remember you, Brother Jesse, as you went for that principal position, and we know that you're an educator watching over the minds of our children,
yes.
And we thank God as he continues to promote you in the educational system, that God is going to increase your influence, and our children are going to excel academically and scholastically, and we thank God for you even being positioned by God, as you said, a well-paying job, and only God can open certain doors
only
for us. And I thank God that you recognize it is God that is blessing you. And Sister Carmen did introduce you to us, and we thank God for her as well. And we just want to pray for you very quickly before we let you go.
And
Father,
pray
we
for
thank
my
you.
School and my students, please.
Okay, amen. We thank you for Brother Jesse, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, even as you have given him this wonderful opportunity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be the head of this school, and Father God, to be over these students and the faculty, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the team of educators that, Father God, that he works with, and we thank you for every aspect of that school, Lord, being a spirit of excellence, being on that school, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray for every teacher, every classroom, every pupil, every student, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch every mind, in the name of Jesus, even working on the conduct and behavior of the kids. We thank you, Lord, no matter what they're dealing with at home or in their neighborhood. We know, God, that you are able to give them a future and a hope. So, Lord, we thank you for even the spirit that's being on him would be spiritually transformed to his students and his faculty. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the spirit of excellence that's on his life and the heart that he has for your students and your children would, Father God, excel in every way. I thank you for increase and abundance, Lord, in every area of his life. So continue, Lord, to give him the sphere of influence and the connections and the network ability that he needs to do his job and to be successful at it in every area. So, Lord, we give you and we put a covering over his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every endeavor, every goal and ambition and achievement that he wants to achieve through this opportunity that you have given him. And we bind up every spirit that's trying to counter what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
We come against every spirit that's trying to counter and oppose what God is trying to accomplish. We bind up every spirit of the Antichrist and every spirit, every weapon, every wagging tongue, and we cast it down in Jesus' name. So, Lord, right now we lose prosperity, we lose abundance, and we lose the anointing. We know it's the anointing that's going to destroy yokes of these young people. We know that it's the anointing that's going to get the staff to work in agreement. We know it's the anointing that's on his life that's going to make the difference. It will break the yoke. So thank you for the anointing that's on Jesse's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you for calling, and we thank God that he has given you a wonderful opportunity to help our children. And I know you're going to do a great job in doing that. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen. Great hearing from you, Brother Jesse. And it's so good, to hear that everything is well. And even with the prayer, we continue to pray for you and your faculty and the children and young people. And we know
that
God is going to continue to get the glory in your school. So we just thank God for you and just keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. God is well pleased. God is well pleased.
Amen. Well, thanks again for calling, and we thank God for Sister Carmen making a connection.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, we do remember him, and I love his spirit.
Yes,
amen.
My God.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna keep moving. We have a full switchboard, and we're going to get to every caller.
So good to hear from Brother Jesus.
Yes, yes, it was so good
Amen. To
hear from him and what God is doing in his life in this season,
yes.
In his life. Area code 678.
Hello?
God bless you on
Hello?
Tonight. Yes, we can hear you. We hear you, yes.
Hey, hi. I am Maria's sister, and I want to thank Jesus for giving my sister new beginnings, opening doors for her. She's a great person, a great sister, a good person at heart. She deserves everything she receives from Jesus. You are her second family. She loves you to death. She talks about you all the time. My sister deserves everything she's receiving with open arms. She's finally moving on in her life, and I'm so happy for her because she deserves everything that she's receiving from Jesus Christ. And you guys are great. She talks about
Amen.
You all the time. I thank God for everything he's given me and the spiritual support as well. So I love my sister very dearly. I have cousins that are on the prayer line, and I love them as well. They're far away, but I love them, and I want them to hear me. I love you guys. And I am so happy. We have also a friend, Mr. Anderson, that's always on this prayer line as well. My sister introduced him to the prayer line. And, you know, I don't open up this way, but this time I had to. I'm so happy for my sister. I love her. We support her. And God will always be with you, Maria, because you are such a good person at heart.
Amen.
And you just need to receive everything that he gives you because you are truly amazing. You've always been amazing to all of us.
Amen.
And that's all I want to say.
Amen. Well, we thank God that you like you said, you don't normally open up, but we thank God that you open up
yes.
tonight because
yes.
Your
yes.
sister is a blessing
God
to this prayer line.
All of us.
Amen. And we
yes.
love her
Amen.
As well. And I thank God that you called in, and she do hear your voice, and that is
I know
urgent
she does.
For her.
Yes.
And your cousin, Sister Carmen, she's part of our church, and we thank God for you. I'm going to pray very quickly before you get off the air. Can I ask your name again?
I'm sorry?
Just your name again.
Lisa.
Lisa?
I'm her youngest sister.
Yeah, your name is Lisa. You're the youngest sister of Maria.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Lisa tonight. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, even
yes,
acknowledging
Lord,
the blessings that you have given to her in her life. I thank you for
thank
her
you.
Family. I thank you for
yes.
whatever she's going through. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you, Father God, will be with her in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
you
Jesus.
Said you are her
yes,
shepherd,
yes.
and he shall not be in want.
Yes.
So I thank you that goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life. In the
yes.
name of Jesus,
yes.
I pray you anoint her head with oil and her cup will overflow. In the name
yes,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank
so
you, Lord, Jesus.
Bless her family. Bless all her belongings, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That
you've given me. Thank you.
I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Even as she encouraged her sister, that you'll send
yes,
those to
Lord.
Encourage her.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so continue to bless Lisa. Continue to use her to spread your gospel.
Yes, Jesus.
Continue to allow her to be the light of this world
yes.
and the salt of
yes,
this earth.
Lord.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
So I thank you that she will continue to be a witness and a testimony
yes.
of your goodness.
Yes, Jesus.
In
yes,
Jesus
God
name.
Is good all the time.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah.
Let me thank God for
yes.
you calling tonight, and I pray that you call us again. Amen.
Yes, God is amazing. God is amazing. He's opening, shutting old doors and opening new doors for my sister, and I'm so happy about that. So happy, because she deserves nothing but the best.
Amen.
Amen.
And she is
thank
giving
you.
God's best, and we thank God
yes.
that you're one of those ones that she said encourage her. So thank you,
yes.
and call again.
Yes, and it's so nice to meet you. So we're looking forward to
thank you
again. So God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have been such a big impact in my sister's life. Thank you so much.
Amen. We love your sister, and we're so glad that we met her, and now we're glad that we met you, and we're looking forward to getting to know you better as well. So we're here for you as well. We're here every Tuesday if you want to come and be a part of the prayer line. If you have any prayer requests, we'll be more than happy to pray for you, and we know that God is answering prayers. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective.
God is always good. He's always on time. Yes. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
You keep praising him, and we thank God for you and your sister, and we'll talk to you the next time you call in, okay?
Thank you. God
bless you, Lisa.
Amen. She's a blessing. Amen. And Sister Carmen has so many people that are blessed, that are part of her family, and we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank God. We're going to take this next caller in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Stay with us and switch what it's for.
Yes, just
Amen.
Stay with us and
Hallelujah.
Bear with us.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless the wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes it's,
Amen.
Now we have this area code 813. God bless you, 813.
Praise the Lord. You know, praise God. God is a good God, as we all know.
Yeah.
And this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, I had in my ear, not that I heard a voice, but just in my spirit, I guess, prayer availeth much. That's what I heard. Prayer availeth much. And
praise
I said, Lord,
God.
What do you mean? What do you mean, God? Am I not understanding this? But then I started thinking about it, and I felt that the Lord told me, everything that you pray for, you will accomplish much. God will give you much. Everything according to his will, he will give you much. And I started thinking about it, and I said, you know, Lord, you are so right. I have been praying for a lot of situations, and God, I see that you're answering prayer. I have constantly stayed in touch throughout the day, and I see that you're answering prayer, and thank you, God. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. And it says, in King James Bible, confess your faults to one another and pray one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
So to me, that means that the great power, as it is, it's working. The prayer for righteous man, the power is working because God is moving mountains that we have in our midst. But God never leaves us nor forsakes us. And I give him praise, glory, and honor. And I pray for salvation for those that don't have it. And I pray that they will get to know what we know about the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was resurrected, and by his stripes we are healed. And I've been given so many opportunities to pray for others this week, and I praise the Lord for that. And I pray for you, Pastor Anthony, and I pray for you, Pastor Rebecca, and all my friends on prayer line. God bless you all. And that's what I want to say tonight. Thank you for this prayer line.
Amen, and we receive that, and we thank God. Even as you said, you have seen the evidence of the power of prayer working in your own life as it relates to your family and what you're praying for. So I thank God that you're a testimony, and everybody heard you tonight, that there is power in prayer.
Amen. Amen. And that is powerful because you told us that the Lord spoke to you early this morning, about 4 o'clock this morning. The Lord, you heard a voice saying that prayer avails much, and God has allowed you to become an instrument prayer, a vessel of prayer,
to take the concerns of so many others to the throne of grace. And that is an honor. It's an honor and a privilege. So we
thank God for you
and for your testimony. That's a powerful testimony. And I hear the Lord, the word of the Lord just bubbling forth out of you, and how God is growing up everybody on this prayer line, and how you guys are coming and the ladies are coming in and just declaring the word of the Lord. You, Sister Maria, Brother Jamal, my mother, when I talk to her and I hear God speaking so clearly through you all, Sister Carmen, God is doing a mighty work in the hearts of those who are coming to this prayer line. Hallelujah. And it's to God be the glory, because we are hungry. We are hungry for the Lord. We are hungry for Jesus. We are hungry as the deer panthers for the waters. So our souls are panting after God. And we thank God for you, Sister Miriam, and you always pray for those who don't know Jesus. And we're going to pray for them and touch and agree with you, and we're going to pray for you also. Father God, we thank you for Sister Miriam. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. Lord, we thank you for the visitation and speaking to our sister about prayer. Lord, I believe you're calling her to be one of your prayer warriors. And I just thank you so much, Father God, for the privilege that you've given her, Father God. So come forth, Lord, and pray for others, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, God.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. And use with your precious Holy Ghost, God, so that she can, Father God, even have the words to speak, God. Continue to lead her when she's praying for others. Through your precious Holy Spirit, oh glory, hallelujah, to let her know what to pray, God, as she stands in proxy, as she stands in the gap, oh God, praying for so many, God, that will come to her, God, that you will use her mightily, God, as she yields herself to you, God, to be used for your glory. So Lord, we just thank you for using her in this area of prayer, God. We thank you, Lord. Now touch those that don't know you, Lord. Touch the less fortunate and touch the lost. Touch the poor, God. Even the poor in spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless Sister Miriam. Bless her family. Bless her children, God. Thank you for blessing her grandchildren, God. Thank you for blessing every relationship. And Lord, continue to give her the desires of her heart. Even as she seeks after you, God, even as she hungers and thirsts after you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for this sister. Thank you for her words of encouragement as she comes on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for her prayers for myself and my husband. Lord, continue to be, Father God, that light that guides her every single step of the way. And we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Miriam. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. We thank you for her desire for the more of you. Continue to meet that hunger and meet that thirst. You said those who hunger and thirst after you shall be filled. And we thank you for her prayers availing much. We thank you for her prayers availing much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God.
We are friends of God, and he knows our name.
Destiny.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes,
my God.
He do know us by name. He do know us by name, and we thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're going to take another caller, and we thank God. We're going to get to every caller tonight, and we thank God that. Glory, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
And we're going to take this next caller, and it's coming from area code 270.
Yes.
270. Thank God for you.
Save it for your next. Amen.
Thank you.
Area code 270. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and we do see you, area code 908. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we exalt. We magnify your name, Father. You are our Messiah, and your word says where you are lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Father. And as I came to the prayer line tonight, Father, I thought like David, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord, Father. We come in, Father, giving you praise, honor, and glorification. And I want to thank you again, Father, for the Simmons, Father, your shepherd and shepherdess in the natural that you have chose, Father, the faithful ones that you have chose. We know many was ruling and reigning in them, Father, and they are training your people to seek and hunger for you and your face, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together again tonight, Father. I thank you, Father, for the prayers that we prayed that you've already answered. I thank you for Sister Lisa, Father. That was an inspiration to hear her voice, Father. We've prayed for her continuously, Father, and we will not cease, Father. Continue to do your perfect work in her life, Father. Bless her home and bless her marriage, Father. And I want to thank you for our sister, Sister Maria, Father, using her as a gate, Father, to allow me to be connected to the Simmons, Father. And I want to thank you for them, Father. And I know, Father, they are the ones that you have chosen. They are faithful, Father. You have allowed them to be trusted with small things, and they were faithful to that, Father. And you will entrust them with major and more things, Father. We know you have sent the laborers, Father. You have sent the ones, Father, that are hungry for you, Father. You have sent the servants, Father, that have the servant heart, Father, to labor amongst the fold there at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for your word that was spoken tonight, Father, on the topic of fear, Father. We know fear is not a fruit of our Father's spirit, Father. And as you spoke the word fear, Father, oh, Jesus, your word pricked my heart with the
Jesus.
Joshua, Father, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for you thus shall be the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Father, we know this battle is not ours, it's yours, Father. We know we've got victory, Father. We know we are connected to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Father. And we decree right now, and we declare, Father, anything that is not like you, anything demonic that comes against us, Father, it is destroyed in the name of Jesus. We claim authority. We plead your precious and powerful bloodshed, Father, over each and every individual on this prayer line, Father. And we walk out the victory that you have given us, Father. You have covered us under your precious and powerful blood. You have saved us and filled us with the gift of the Holy Ghost, Father, that communes in us to you, our God Almighty, who rules and reigns. You triumph, Father. Continue to have your way with each and every individual on this prayer line, Father. Whatever it is we stand in need of, we know you are omniscient. We know you are omnipotent. We know you are omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time, and you're all-knowing, and you have all power, Father. We know we got the victory, Father. We receive, Father. We walk it out with joy. We exalt and magnify your holy name. You rule and reign. You are triumphant, God. Continue to have your way, Father, and New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Continue to send laborers, Father. We know the harvest is plentiful, Father, but the laborers are few, Father. But the house is filled with the hearts of the ones that are servants, Father, because you have planted them there, Father, because they have been faithful with the few, Father, and you have multiplied, Father. Continue to bless them from on high, because you are provident, God, Father. Continue to give into their home. Continue to give into the ministry there, Father. Continue to use them to your glory, Father. Continue to strengthen their hands for work, Father. And I know, Father, you have called them. You are using them. And I want to thank you again, Father, for each and every Tuesday night, the power and the prayer that's on this line, your anointing, Father. Continue to give them that fresh anointing. Continue to strengthen them for this work, Father. Continue to allow them to have the spirit to pray. We know the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, Father. And I want to thank you again, Father. I bless you for them, Father. I give honor where honor is due, Father. I praise and worship you for choosing them to be used by you. I thank you for using their mouthpiece. Every time you speak through them, Father, we receive and take it to the faith bank, Father, and deposit it, Father, because we know it's you speaking, Father. It's your word coming through their mouthpiece, Father. Continue to have your way in this ministry, Father.
Yes,
continue to give them supernatural provisions from on high, Father. We know you're the God that we are calling on, and you are a God of an abundance. Bless them with an overflow, Father. Just heal their mind, body, and soul, Father. Cover them continuously under your precious and powerful bloodshed, and have your way, Father. Continue to use them again, I say, to your glory, Father. Thank you, Father, for sending the ones that are, oh, Jesus, the ones that are lost, and sending the ones that are already saved, Father, to be a part of this ministry there in Hillside, New Jersey. And at this time, Father, I want to thank you for each and every individual on this line. Continue to bless us bountifully, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank glory you, be to God.
Thank
we
you.
Thank God for you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, continue to give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
I pray as you continue to delight yourself in him,
yes.
He will continue to raise you up. in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah. You continue to trust in God with all your heart, leaning not to your own understanding. God is going to direct your life to the promised land that he has already ordained for you to walk in. So, Lord, I thank you. The word says we'll be like living epistles, and I thank God for the word of the Lord that's in your mouth. I thank God it's like a ready pen of a writer that the word is. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. He continues to meditate on your word day and night as he files himself in prayer, Lord. As he, in the name of Jesus, Father God, receive from heaven, in the name of Jesus, the anointing that can only come from you. Lord, I thank you that it would destroy yokes. I thank you as he continues to pray for a new creation church. I agree with him to send in the people, Lord, to send in the laborers. We agree that every need is met. We agree that every resource is already in position in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, wherever he stands in the near, wherever, Lord, hallelujah, he has on the prayer table and his prayer closet, I thank you, Lord, that your will be done upon his life. Bless his family. Bless his vocation. Bless his ministry. Bless his future. Secure everything, Lord, that he needs secured in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the influence and the network and the Father God, the people that you would have that would surround him and that would, Father God, be able to do the will according to your will, according to Brother Jamal, in the name of Jesus, that you would use him in this hour to win many souls. You will use him to minister to many hurting people. You will use him, Lord, to restore those who have been lost, the backslider. You will use him, Lord, to evangelize to this lost world. You will use him mightily in the name of Jesus to bring your name glory.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you for a hedge and a covering over his life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you tonight. And thank God for your prayers for me and my wife and our marriage, our family, our church family. We receive them by faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we're going to get to this final caller. God bless you. We're going to get to this final caller tonight. Thank you for everyone being patient. We had a full switchboard tonight, and we thank God for every caller. 908. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Jarinette.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Jarinette. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to call into the prayer line. And I've just been going through so much with this airport job trying to start. And it's like every time they called me for something, whether it's paperwork or to pick up a uniform like I was supposed to today, something happens. And I've been willing and humble myself, you know, because it is a lower job, but I've been willing to take this job and just take it to the next level. But something always happened every time I go down there. And when I went down there today, I spent all morning trying to get things done and get a uniform. Then they tell me to come back tomorrow, and it's just been a big mess.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for our sister Jarinette, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you for her sacrifice. We thank you for her humility, God. We thank you, Lord, for her persistence,
Hallelujah.
God. Our perseverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that you open doors that no man can
Hallelujah.
Shut, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your divine providence in every single area
Jesus.
Of her life.
Hallelujah.
And even now, as she's believing you, Father
Hallelujah.
God, for this job, and even
thank
if she
you,
comes
Jesus.
In, Father God, on a level that's lower than
yes.
her qualifications, oh God, we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Father God, not only, Father God, elevation, but Lord, we thank you for removing every hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will remove every hindrance, oh God. We bind up every hindrance, good. We remove blockades from our life, from our destiny, from our future, from our blessing. We come against anything that's trying to come against her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we break off the yoke, Father God, of opposition, Father God, that's been set up against her life in the name of Jesus. You declare in your word that no weapon
thank
is formed against us. And we declare and decree, Father God, that every weapon that's been set up is coming down, and we cut it down, and we pull it down, and we demolish it. In
thank
the name
you,
Jesus. Of Jesus. And we declare that it shall not prevail. We said the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And
thank
she
you,
is your church.
Hallelujah.
And we declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against her.
Thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We speak prosperity as her leaders, as her
pastors.
We speak prosperity
you,
over her life.
Hallelujah.
We speak blessings
thank
over her
Jesus,
life.
God, your
we
word,
speak
your word,
over
your word.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You're worthy.
We speak provision and blessings
thank
over
you,
her
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
No
yes,
good
Lord.
Thing will you withhold from her.
Hallelujah.
In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, no good thing will you withhold from
hallelujah.
Her. So, Lord, right now, we thank you for opening doors. We thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord, for making provision. We thank you, Lord, for
Jesus.
Allowing, Father God, everything that she
hallelujah.
Needs to be put into place. We thank you,
thank
Lord, hallelujah, for everything to be lined up with this
hallelujah.
Job that you have given her, oh God, because
thank
every
you,
good
Jesus.
Gift comes from you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Every good
thank
and pleasant
you,
gift from, comes from you, oh Lord. So,
yes,
Lord, we
God.
Praise you. We praise you for this job.
Jesus.
We praise
hallelujah.
You for provision. We praise
hallelujah.
You for the open door. And we thank you that even now,
Jesus.
That she
hallelujah.
Can go in, even now, that like she said, and advance her way through this corporation, God. To come
hallelujah.
To the position where you have already ordained for her to take. So, Lord,
hallelujah.
We just thank you in advance, oh God,
Jesus.
That tomorrow will be better, oh God. We thank
Jesus.
You that nobody can hold what you have already given her, oh God,
thank
from
you,
her, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Satan to lose his grip. Oh,
yes,
oh, glory. To lose his grip off of everything that you have
thank
already
you.
Ordained for her to have. And we
hallelujah.
Declare it to be so. Lord, we just thank you and we praise
hallelujah.
You for Sister Jen. We thank you for blessings on her life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just see that it's a breakthrough getting ready to take place in your life. It's not even just a breakthrough, but it's a breaking forth. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Continue to persevere in the spiritual things. And God says, I'm going to bless you in the natural. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God
thank
says,
you,
as you continue to persevere in the spiritual things, he's going to bless you in the natural. Even as you go through and the obstacles are there and the opposition is there, God says, nothing can withhold. Nobody can hold back what he has already ordained. He says he has already blessed and no man can curse. And nobody can take what God has for you. I'm hearing God say, what I have for you is for you. I'm hearing God say, what I have for you, Jerrynette, my daughter, my queen,
hallelujah.
My princess, my jewel,
you.
The apple of my eye, my favorite daughter, what I have for you is for you. And nobody
hallelujah.
Can take it, and nobody can reverse it. God says you continue to go forth with praise, go forth with a smile on your face. Oh, Pastor, even the words you released earlier about the barren being barren no more.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
About
hallelujah.
The barren. Being barren no more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I got one more scripture for you coming from Revelation 3, verse number 8. Revelation 3, verse number 8. Before we go off the air, God, Jesus is speaking, is in red, and he's talking to you, Sister Janet. I know your works.
Jesus.
Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have little strength. But you have kept my word and has not denied my name. So make that personal. Revelation 3, verse number 8, that frustration, sometimes that disappointment, sometimes that discouragement represents little strength. But you have kept his word, and you have not denied his name. That's why he opened the door for you that no man can shut. You persist. You persevere. Yes. You keep pushing forward.
Yes.
And like you said, you are trying to walk in the spirit of humility, and God sees that. He sees you humbling yourself.
Yes.
He sees you going forward, trusting him. And that's why he has opened this door.
Yes.
It looked like the devil's trying to shut it. He may try to crack it shut, but you're going to kick it open.
Yes.
And I thank God that God has already opened it. You don't get frustrated. You don't get discouraged. But you keep moving forward by faith.
Yes.
Because he has already opened what nobody can stop. And he already set in motion what nobody can reverse. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you be encouraged on tonight.
Yes.
And as you said, it looks like it's always something, but it's not going to be that way. As my wife said, the desolate shall be, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Those cities that were barren, those cities that was not inhabited, he said they will be inhabited.
Yes.
That's your bank account. That's your emptiness.
Yes.
That's
Hallelujah.
What's in a void. God is going to fill it up.
Yes.
And
thank
I decree and declare that over your life on tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for meeting every need. Lord, we thank you for meeting every need in her household. Even as she goes through this process, God, we thank you, Lord, for meeting the need, her rent, her food, her everything, electricity, her phone bill, everything that she needs. Lord, we thank you that you will provide according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to meet every need, even as you continue to prosper her in the workforce. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you keep rejoicing. You keep believing. You keep going forth. The pastor, keep pushing. Keep fighting this good fight of faith. God has blessed you to get your credentials, to get your degree. Congratulations on your new degree. Amen.
Thank you,
and know that you've been in a season of preparation.
Hallelujah.
But you're getting ready to walk into a season of harvest. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's harvest time. Amen. So continue to move forward and keep a praise on your lips and watch God. Watch God. It shall
Hallelujah.
Come to pass. In Jesus'
Thank
name.
You.
So God
bless you. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Well, that's our final call tonight. We got a song that we're going to sign off with. But we're going to pray for Mother May Thomas in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Mother May Thomas.
Yes.
We thank God for Sister Carmen,
yes.
these mothers, these grandmothers in the
yes.
name of
God.
Jesus. Lord, they are mighty powerful women of God. They have touched so many lives in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
They have the love of God in their hearts. So, Lord, continue to bless these women. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you have allowed them even to be resourceful and you have allowed them to be a blessing to others. So
yes.
continue, Lord, to restore everything that they pour out.
Yes.
Continue to replace everything that they expend. Continue
yes.
to, in the name of Jesus, renew
yes.
everything
yes.
that they give out in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, Mother May Thomas household, Sister Carmen household, bless these women of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Give them joy unspeakable. Continue to give them the desires of their heart. I thank you that they yet have a praise on their lips and a worship in their heart and a dance in their feet.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So meet every need. Touch their children
yes.
and their grandchildren
yes.
to the third and fourth generation. I thank you in the name of Jesus for their household
yes.
being blessed beyond compare. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father God, we pray for Sister Rita Link. We thank you, Lord, for her life, God, even as she's relocated, as she continues to be faithful to this ministry, as she continues to tithe to this ministry, God. We ask, Father God, that you allow the scripture to be fulfilled in her life, that she will, Father God, receive a blessing, that you will open up that windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so much that she can't receive it, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her sacrifice towards this house all the way from Virginia to New Jersey, God. We thank you, Lord, for her heart, for her pastors, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her. Thank you for gainful employment. Thank you that she continues to keep her job. Thank you that she continues to have money in her pocket. Thank you for her home. Thank you, Father God, for her family. Thank you, Father God, for meeting every need, God. So we pray for her, even as she listens every week to the prayer line, God. We pray, Father God, that you continue to give her direction, that you continue to guide her, that you will continue, Father God, to direct her path, that you will continue to give her joy and peace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her children and her grandchildren, God. Continue, Father God, to lead her. Keep your word filled up in her belly, even as she listens to our weekly broadcast by way of video. Continue to bless her as she supplements it with words for different ministries. Lord, we just thank you for her life, and we thank you for what you've done in her life, and continue to bless this woman of God as she is a blessing to this ministry and to this church and these pastors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God bless you.
Amen. Sister Rita Lee, she is a blessing. She is in another state, but we love her, and she's always been part of New Creation. We thank God for her faithfulness, even as God continues to move in her life. And amen. We're going to go off the air. We'll be in our midweek service on tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. we start, and Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. we start the Recovery Drug Addiction Program. So if you can join us even Sunday, 12:30 p.m. for worship service, we're going to have a wonderful time. It's Memorial Day weekend, but before the cookout, come to church 12:30. Before the hot dog and hamburgers, come to church, and we got a word from the Lord for you and your family.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. Good to be back. Thank you for your prayers.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be.
could hold.